Thank you for joining us here today at Calvary Church, where we are committed to loving God and loving people. If you have any questions or want to learn more about who we are, visit us online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message.
Hello and welcome to week two of the Time Is Now series. My name is Vince. I'm one of the pastors at the church. I'm very excited to just spend a little time with you today. We'll celebrate a bit, we'll tell some stories, and we'll just kind of generally see where things go. I did hear something for the first time this week. It was the distinction between a Vietnamese restaurant and an Indian food restaurant. Turns out that the Vietnamese restaurant is full profit and the Indian is non-profit. Thank you. I'll be on YouTube all this week, ready and excited to share with you about when this time for change and how to this process of transformation of this how, some ideas on how to change. I think of things like restaurants and out eating as celebratory things. And who was like more celebratory than Jesus? So everybody has like different, you know, thoughts. Like you got like strung out, like just sad Jesus. But I think of Jesus as like happy and out with people all the time and doing fun and enjoyable things. One of the first miracles we ever see in the scripture recorded in John 2 is Jesus at a wedding turning the water to wine. And so this idea of like Jesus hanging out, having fun at a wedding, the water to wine, and there's theological thoughts, implications on all of what that means. But this idea that Jesus was hanging out at a wedding, he got an invite in the mail or however that worked back then. And next thing you know, he's at this wedding. And this idea of celebrating things that are worth it, things that are worth getting whipped up and excited for, and the value of celebrating them and then protecting them. So this past week, last night, in fact, one of our congregation members, Michael Cabal, turned 50. There was a celebration at a restaurant at a golf club for him. It's something worth celebrating. This past summer, if you will indulge me for a moment, here's a photo of some things that this summer I'm celebrating my 30th year being married. 30 years. Thank you to my wife. One of you ladies had to make the ultimate sacrifice and marry me. So when you see her, you thank God that it wasn't you. But she did 30 years ago. And so we got out and we celebrated. We go celebrating with friends, often on these big celebrations. We have one like usually on the fives, the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Well, we try when we can, when it will work out, to do these celebrations with people. Having something worth celebrating. We have friends in this photo that are celebrating a 25th anniversary and friends that are celebrating some health triumphs in their life. Things that are worth the celebration. You will celebrate what you value. You will tend to, you will take care of what you value. You will nurture what you want to last. You will celebrate what you want to last. And I'm going to take you through just a couple places. So for our 30th, we jumped on a cruise ship with friends and went to Northern Europe to hang out in some of the Scandinavian countries. Fantastic time. There's a couple of sites that I just wanted to bring out in illustration because I found them fascinating. Where's my Finns at? We dropped into Helsinki, and there is a church there that is literally built into the rock. Here's a couple pictures. The church is literally, they excavated out from bedrock to build this church. It was built in 1969. It's actually similar to some of our facilities here. The church built into the rock. This is, that's me right up front there, working my way up to the platform. the excitement and the interestingness around taking the time to build something that will last. Built it right into the rock. Whereas in this different shot, we're in Denmark in this one. This is the church built in the sand is what it's referred to. It was actually a Lutheran church back in the day, and it wasn't built on the sand. It was built on firm ground. But you can see that the sand dunes over the course of 400 years, this particular church was built in 1355. That the sand dunes over the years creeped in a little bit more, to finally, after 400 years of usage, the place was buried. The church part that we can see here in the photo is part of the bell tower. The church was 22 meters tall at building, and just this exposed part is 18 meters. There's 4 meters of church buried in the sand dune. Eventually, they just had to shut it down. The congregation, for the longest time, just attempted to just keep digging. We'll just keep digging. Till eventually, they ran out of interest or drive or means, and they stopped tending to it. They couldn't celebrate it anymore because they stopped tending to it. And I'm reminded of these thoughts from the scripture about the building of on the rock or building on the sand. And I want to take a little different look at that and what that can look like in our lives. Records in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27, and they read this. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Where I want to put a twist on this is that both of these places in Northern Europe, they weren't the sand church wasn't built. It was built near the sand, but it still has its foundation. In fact, it's believed that the floor and the baptismal font are still there. They're buried underneath the structure of the church. They purposely demolished it so there was no collapsing fears. But this idea that time and lack of attentiveness to something worth celebrating, to something worthy of being valued, it didn't happen, so it went into disrepair till finally it stopped being used altogether. It takes energy. It takes attentiveness. It takes love. It takes resources. But you will tend to what you care about. You will celebrate what you value. These come up in different ways in our lives. I think of beside my house, there was this like a little plot of land in beside my house between myself and the neighbors. We thought early on when the kids were little, this would be a fun spot to build a garden. Perfect. So I got out rented that rototiller thing with the spinning blades and pushed that through and chewed up the ground. I made sure to get some cedar planks in there, like a railroad ties, and build a section around it so it was sectioned off and protected that way. And I put in-ground sprinklers for it. I wanted to give this thing the royal treatment. We fertilized it. We made sure that the soil was quality. And then we started the planting. In went the beans. In went some lettuce. In went peas. All sorts of fun things that we started growing in there. And you know, as soon as stuff started showing life, out came these little Satan worms, the slugs. out came the slugs and started chewing on the lettuce. Well, you just flip into this place of rage. And what the slugs didn't get, next thing you know, we start seeing, oh, there's the rabbits. And so what was intended to be this thing built on tenderness and love and nurtured became this thing where it was just like, I'm going to kill a bunny. And you go from the spot of tranquility. Isn't it beautiful what we've built and we've tended to, we've taken care of? And then something comes along and destroys it. It turns out that you have to tend it and keep tending it. At some point, you just turn into Elmer Fudd and you're just like, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. You're just like, you get so enraged. It's that spirit of Yosemite Sam comes on you. I hate wabbits. Where you're so enraged, you're like, you're begging for a coyote to come and chew its little foot off or something. You're just so angry that you've spent time dedicating it to something that you value and something else comes along to devalue it. Turns out that you have to tend to it all the time. It's not enough to celebrate once a year on your anniversary. It's not enough to talk to a friend once in a blue moon. It's not enough. Even though something was built on great foundations, it has to be tended to. It has to be tended to. Your health, your marriage, your faith. Perhaps you're a parent, the friends in your life. I could imagine that at first, the people of Sand Church, it was like novel. Like, oh man, this isn't exciting. Like, here's the sand. It's like, oh, we didn't build it near the water like that, but next thing you know, there's just sand dunes. Wait a minute, we're getting buried. What do you mean we've got to shut this place down? This place has been up for hundreds of years. They tried digging it for 20 years, just kept Sunday morning after Sunday morning digging it out till finally they just said enough. And they couldn't keep it up, and thus it was buried. There are some aspects of your faith and your Christian walk that require just attentiveness. You can be built on the firm foundation, and that doesn't mean that you just get to coast through the rest. I feel like it can sound like harsh or mean, and that's not something that a pastor necessarily gets to do. Dentists can do that. Medical people, your doctor can tell you, hey, you're getting fat. That's no problem. The dentist can come along and say like, have you been brushing really well? Have you been flossing? And you're like, oh man, I thought I was doing a good job, but maybe not. Why did those professions get to be mean? And I definitely don't want to come across mean-spirited, but that same preservation of, that a dentist would put into your mouth, I'm working preventatively to protect and guard your soul, or at least give you the tools to do so. It always comes back to these same things. Are we reading our Bible? Are we getting God's word in our life? In the same ways your spirit needs that input, in the same way as your mouth needs that checkup. Have you been flossing? You need some of that spiritual Listerine going on. You've got that soul gingivitis creeping on, and the dentist comes along and they try to like rattle you a bit to help raise awareness of what's going on inside your mouth. You got that crazy heart of hearts halitosis, and you need that Holy Spirit and filling to raise you up once again. That tending things requires, I can't quit. I don't get to quit on my spiritual life and my faith until I get, my time comes to head to heaven myself. I must keep at it. I don't get to quit. It's not something that we get to do. You're here on a Sunday, and that's worth celebrating. You've taken the time to enrich your soul. You've taken the time to hear God's word. You've taken the time to pray and sing his songs. And that is a celebration Sunday. There's other aspects of hearing his word, reading his word, prayer, being in community. I think all of these things are important. All of these things have huge value. Celebrating and getting in on understanding what God's word is is a big deal. And we'll hear from sometimes, someone might say it's like it can be challenging, you know, like maybe I'm reading my Bible, but I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get what's going on. This is the value of like a small group. I just wish I had somebody to talk to about whatever is going on in your life. This is the value of the small group. But it's one of those you can't get it until you get it. And it's hard to wrap your brain around. In the same way as the dentist talking to you about what's going on beneath your gum line, you're just like, okay, I guess I'll just trust you for this. It's that same intensity. I want to give you tools to relook at your soul just that one more time. It's time. The time is now to retake a look at what is going on when you don't understand. Okay, you know how like you're flipping through the radio and on comes a Pearl Jam song? And you're like trying to listen your best? It's like, on a wheelie, on a wizard, on a way, yeah. And you're like, what? Was that English? Am I on the wrong channel? Like, is this the English channel? And you get caught up in this thing. You're like, I don't even know what he said. And sometimes I feel like this happens with like understanding God's word, where like I heard words come out of his mouth, but I don't entirely know what was being said. This is the value of community. This is the value of small group. Having an opportunity to bounce things off of people as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Community is a huge aspect of your Christian faith. You were built on something great. You put that faith in Jesus. You read and hear his word. Are you taking it to its next step? When? Now. The time is now. Should I wait? No, the time is now. God's word in your life, prayer, community, the time is now. Scripture lays it out this way. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. You say, well, that's a tragic place to be. For the word of God is alive and active, Hebrews teaches us. Sharper than any double-edged sword, it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Understanding God's word in your life by taking it in on your own time, discussing it in community, bouncing ideas, celebrating with people. If you value your spirit, you will tend to it. If you value your spirit, you will tend to it. You will continue to celebrate it. And I celebrate you. Coming out Sunday mornings each week is something where you're like, I value my spirit. There's still more to it. Getting to know God's people. Connecting with God's people, hearing his word, acting on his word, praying for others, having others pray for you. Community is a big part of the kingdom. And when we see Jesus, he was off celebrating with the sinners. He's like having a party at some guy's house. It's like, the religious people would be upset with Jesus. It's like, oh yeah, he's at, you know, Bob's house talking to them about the kingdom. And they got upset about this sort of thing. Where was Jesus? And then Jesus was at the memorial for a friend, and Jesus was with this group, and Jesus was at the wedding. Community. First thing, one of the first things that we see Jesus do is get with the disciples, spending some time in a brotherhood, in a community with friends. Now, you may say to yourself, Vince, I'm considering a small group, but actually people annoy me. I get that. I know. Sometimes people and their drama are annoying. I get it. But you have the choice to engage or just hermit away. I think God's encouragement and direction for you is really clear. Community is part of your answer. Maybe you've been stopped fighting on some of these things and you've quit digging. There hasn't been someone beside you to encourage you along. Maybe you need that workout partner. Maybe you need that person to come alongside you in your journey to help take you to that next step. And community could be a huge deal for you. Consider it. You're like, I am considering it. People drive me nuts. You know, sometimes folks are like, you know, like when you're going through and you're installing software on a computer and they make you go through that license agreement and you're like, okay, yeah, okay, sure, yeah, okay, yeah, fine, okay. And you just start scrolling through it. You stop reading it. You're just like, yeah, just end. I just want this to end. And sometimes dealing with people is like that. It's like, whatever, just go away. Yes, I agree, just go. I know, but the choices of solitude or the choice of community, it's not even a question. You want to advance in your spiritual journey? The time is now. Find community. We have some excellent things that are going on at the church, small group-wise. You've seen the advertisements for groups that are meeting on Wednesday. You can register for those, calvary.ca/Wednesdays. We have small groups on Friday. We have small groups on Saturdays. We got a variety of things happening in and around the church where you can engage with people, be built up by them, have God's word fill your heart, pray for somebody to pray for you, somebody to recognize what's going on in your scenario. That is available today. So I close with this. What will you choose and when will you choose it? I encourage you now, for now. Let's do it now. Will I commit to reading my Bible now, today? Perhaps it's that time when you put the YouVersion app onto your phone and when it's time to go to the restroom, every time you just pop out that YouVersion app and you read some verses. Maybe you'll need to make that commitment. When will I pray? Now. Now is the time. Today is your day to kick your prayer life into gear. Maybe it's when you get in the car. Every time you get in that car, you're just like, you're on the road. Just pause for that moment. Just talk to Jesus for a bit. Maybe it's before a meal. Find ways to just increase. When will I do it? Now. How will I do it? I'll do it now. And God, give me ways, creative ways, to introduce this to my life. When will I get community? Now. Choose today to connect. Choose this week to connect. Find a time, and that time is now. I will tend what I value. I will nurture what I want to last, and I value my spirit. Would you pause and pray with me? Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. Lord, we ask that you would speak life to each ear, each person that hears it. Lord, speak to them in whatever way they need. Father, we are just believing you for increase in their life, an increase in their faith, a nurturing of their faith, a tending to their faith. Lord, in whatever ways each person is needing. Jesus, we don't want to get buried. Lord, help us to not get buried. Our foundation is in you. And Father, we want to go to that next step, and the time is now. Lord, help us along, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have an amazing week.